Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Ready?
It's time.
It's
time to press it.
It's
do we say anything?
Put the coffee here.
We are coffee and talking.
Coffee
and talking.
This is
coffee talking right now.
Coffee talking.
This is coffee talking.
Ooh, this is beautiful. Would you guys like some delicious French press? I mean,
yeah. Let's can you bring French press right here?
French press right here.
Yeah.
Want to get it pressed down?
So what are we drinking?
This is it's a French press. It's just a Trader Joe's breakfast blend, I believe, today. I didn't open a new box of especially coffee. Those are magnets. Megan's drinking an oat milk cappuccino. Mm-hmm. She couldn't wait because she works very hard.
Is this one with the say?
With the say.
Yeah. It's in our grind. It's in our
the say's in the espresso machine. Sorry, I should have made a say.
I know.
I'm an asshole.
So wait, are we ready to
press?
All everyone together?
Ready to press?
I know. Wait, bottom. Ah, here we go. Nice.
Ooh, that's a good press.
Yeah.
That means the beans are nice and coarse as they should be. I've learned the hard way that if your beans are too fine, that's when it's hard to press down. I learned the hard way by over grinding them too fine. So there wasn't enough air to seep through, and I burnt my chest like
second-degree burns.
2 weeks before, 2 weeks before my fight, and I had.
Wait, oh, wait, where's the burn? Oh, right here. Oh my goodness, oh, right here. Oh, it's really burned. Yeah, jeez.
I had a second-degree burn, like skin coming off. Like couldn't practice my last 2 weeks.
Not for this fight.
All because of French press, and the spot was facing towards me. And you know,
oh, just shot it.
You know, man, like we have to get it. Like if it's we have to go through shit. Yeah. So I knew it wasn't going down, but I was like. So anyway, coarse beans the proper way from now on. I learned the hard way.
Okay. But that's how you learned.
It is.
It was very stressful. He had like crazy second degree burns right.
What fight was this for?
Well, actually, it was Bork.
Oh, was that one?
But then Bork pulled out.
Like, oh, was that Denver one then?
Yeah.
So
the fight didn't happen, right?
So
we never got that.
3 weeks later, against Alex Perez.
Careful.
Perez.
Tough finale.
Yeah.
Tough finale.
Excellent memory. Yeah. That is 10% darker, I think.
Oh, thank you. Is this one's mine?
Yes, yeah. Sir. That's your creamer one. I think we're good. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too many grounds in there.
So we have one press, or one for me, and one for. Off camera.
I could hit a little stir. I mean, the honey usually is.
Can you just not stand over here?
We can be smooth.
I gotta be near these two cameras.
Right? Okay.
Oh, you can cross this one though and
can
grab
you
us a spoon.
Me a spoon right there?
Yeah.
It's in that one.
In the
right
drawer
there.
Under the camera.
This one?
Or this one? That one. Yes, sir.
Oh, so you can open them. It wasn't like we'd have something weird in the other one. Which one? I don't know.
I mean, it usually does the. The coffee usually does it itself.
The stir is nice.
But the stir, you kind of need it sometimes.
Yeah. I also always put my cream and sweetener at the bottom and then...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to. And when it's just cream, I don't think it needs a stir, but the honey's kind of... You want a little stir?
I want.
Get out. Stop. Second place.
Hey, ladies, can you leave for a moment? you can watch, baby.
This one is actually Jose Young's off.
Jose Young's
off
the
you.
Camera.
I have my fifth cup of the day.
Yeah.
You'll like it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
TJ.
Little.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I really
so much
wish
for
you guys would have used your wedding mug cup.
Yeah. What?
Next. Oh yeah, we actually
it's
have
right
a
there.
Casey Neistat cup. That would have been great for the.
I thought you said you didn't want it. No, I said, do you guys want your wedding cup?
No, Casey didn't want it.
I said it was a little too. That's about a 10-ounce cup, but we're doing about 14-ounce cups.
Mm-hmm.
16 maybe.
All
right. So anyway, that's our story. Just a quick introduction. Would you like to introduce everyone here?
We are here on Sunday after UFC 248 with our friends Joe Benavides and Megan O'Leary at their lovely home in Las Vegas.
Nice. And this Benny. Is Benny.
Yep.
He's very tired.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
It has. You know, he had to give everyone toys yesterday and play with them while they were watching the fights. You know, you had to keep him entertained. So he's just very exhausted today.
We had a Megan O'Leary watch party at the house yesterday.
Stop.
So,
yeah. There was some fights in between, but
there was a lot of me talking.
I don't know what's going on.
The Levy watch party.
That's very calm.
How was your night last night?
You know what? Last night felt strangely calm. I don't know about for you guys, but like a lot of times we're doing interviews when like fights are going on, and it can be like a lot more chaotic. It felt like it flowed really well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just felt like it wasn't a lot of like crossover. We weren't missing a lot of action. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It was a really calm, great night.
Just like the prelims or up and or the
I
whole.
I just felt like the whole thing. Even like there wasn't like a crazy long wait between main and co-main, but there was long enough to like get stuff done.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
we were
like, oh, okay, we're going right into this. Yeah, like the timing I thought was perfect, and then like in terms of work, I mean, some of those fights were epic. I got to do a lot more desk work for ESPN, which is always like a highlight. So when there's a lot of finishes, thank you, on prelims, I get to do that. And for me, that's like the only time I'm really doing desk. So it's like a good, these weekends are really good for me to like get my feet under me for those. So yeah, it was fun. It was cool to see everybody. There were a lot of fighters in the crowd. And then just one of the most epic times ever.
Can we talk about the co-main event?
International Women's Day comes up.
That was something else.
What were your expectations coming to that? I mean,
expected it to be good, right? Yeah. But I almost feel like you couldn't imagine it to be like that.
You can't imagine a fight that good.
Yeah.
And I think that's why MMA is so great, is it's literally theater that can only happen in that second, on that day, at that time, with those two people. And it's like, you can always imagine, and like, it's a weird thing as a fighter, like, that's always like, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It's like, I don't know. I trained for this to happen. I imagine this happened. But it's like, there's nothing else to say, because you can train as hard as you want and do that, but it's like, you know, the future is certain almost, but like you're working it out at the same time. So it's just like, I don't know. And like that fight was just the perfect mix of that. Like everyone knew like these girls are amazing, but like the way it went down is like, you can't write that. It could only happen then. And
I have this weird sense Ioana knew.
We were losing it.
Cause she was saying, this is going to be the best fight in strawweight history.
Yeah.
And then Esther, you posted a photo of her earlier in the week. And I think the caption was like something along the lines of like,
she knows something we don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I thought about that after the fight. I was like, did she know that this was just going to be like a world changing or a sport changing fight? Like we are saying it's the best fight in women's MMA history, and that's great, but it's one of the best fights in
period.
MMA history. Hard stuff.
I was actually happy Dana actually said that at the post presser.
Yeah.
He goes, people say this is the best women's fight. It's like, no, this is one of the best fights I have ever witnessed. I mean,
title fight, everything on the line,
mm-hmm. high level striking, grappling, wrestling, just toughness.
Record-setting number of strikes thrown, I believe.
Insane.
Like,
I don't think I've ever seen a 25-minute fight with more action second for second.
Yeah.
I mean, there've been fights that people get knocked out, you know, come back and everything, but just second for second action.
So even harder.
While they were and they were like smiling at
they were
each other.
Smiling.
I was like, this is amazing.
Like, you sick motherfuckers.
Like nobody backing down right when like someone was pulling away, like they couldn't.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Like I actually watched here at the house and just took the night off, which was actually surprisingly nice, just watching fights at the house. You know, and being able to talk and eat and like hang out. It was different than a live show, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like a live show, but I had it here. And, I mean, we were losing it. You know what it ended? Which is funny, like looking towards what happened in the main event.
Yeah.
But we're like, there's still another fight left.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I can't handle anything like that. And then like...
And then it wasn't. Like,
and then they knew.
You said you couldn't handle that. So like during the fight. But I was literally like, I don't know if I can handle like another fight like that. That was insane. Everyone was losing it. And those girls are amazing. Like Ioana has always been one of my favorite fighters to watch. And I think she said it perfectly after. I mean, she's a champion, win or lose, belt.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
She's incredible. Just the way she carries herself. And obviously, I think people knew Zhang Weili. But like. For her to shine on that stage.
Yeah. She showed up.
Was insane. I mean, like a lot of people, because her last fight when it was huge international, you know, people saw it, but like on that stage, she's another star. I mean, it was just an insane.
And to have that performance when she was, could only work out in hotel rooms in like different countries and then go from, you know, China to Thailand to Abu Dhabi to here. And like, you see her doing like, box jumps
very
out of
long
bed.
Flights.
And you're just like, your cardio never wavered. Like, that to me was
We're
kind of
waiting for it. Like, okay, she's going to get tired now. She's going to get tired. Oh, this is when it shows. You know, oh, no.
Yeah, round three, I was like, oh, she's getting tired now. Mm-hmm. And then round four, and she came back, and I was like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, just kidding.
I don't know what I'm watching.
Ioana performs in 4 and 5. Uh-huh. You're just like, if she wavers at all, like, Ioana will not.
Yeah.
And then, like, when it looked like she was, she just wouldn't, like... That was so much mental to me. Like, cardio is period. Like, she is just such a strong... Like, she was out there to win. Like, you know she was physically tired.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's, like, tired, like, can. And she was just like, I'm tired. But, like, the way she reacted to it, because she was definitely
how much
exhausted.
Because you know this. But how much is cardio affected by just getting the shit beat out of you, too? Because you can have the best cardio, but do you have that cardio and be just
absorbing
hurt?
Damage.
I mean, is it two different things? You know,
I probably think it. Shit, I mean, it's a really hard question for me to answer because I could never put myself in that situation that they were in to even feel that. Like, I've had fights that were hard.
I don't want you to be in that.
And I love my cardio. Like, I feel like the cardio is such a mental thing. Like, I just don't believe in, like, getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, if I'm tired, I'll just throw a combo, then I'm not tired or something. So I always do that. But I can't remember a fight where both were happening at the same time. Like, I was super exhausted in, like, the Dustin Ortiz fight. Because we grappled like crazy. And then I maybe got beat up a little worse in that fight. But I can't remember one where like, oh my God, like I'm getting beat up and thrown and tired. I mean, like every fight you're exhausted. But like, I just don't even feel like I can like speak on what they maybe would have even felt, you know? Because I remember watching that fight. I'm just like that. I want to be in that, but like, I do not want to experience. Like, it was just insane. You know, then I was, like, thinking of, like, some of the hardest fights I've had. And, like, the first Mighty Mouse one, the crew split decision come to mind. Even the Cejudo one, where it was like that. But I'm, like, I'm not necessarily getting beat up. We're just fighting and we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you are beat up after, but
maybe
I just can't even put myself
thing they recognize
that.
After, too. Like, you have... Yeah. I know Ioana, like, acknowledged what was happening
in
her face after. But I wonder how much...
That.
When the adrenaline ended, how much was she like, holy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, she didn't touch it until her forehead until after the fourth round. And then she was like, ugh. And then she kind of walked back to her corner. But that was the first time she had kind of addressed, like, the swelling. But that was also when it kind of started getting bad. I think that when it's crazy, when you're watching the fight, you're thinking, this is so amazing to watch. But I even feel the same thing. I don't fight. I don't train.
Right.
But you look at it and go, I love watching this. I don't want to be in this.
Yeah. And then did you feel like you could score anything?
No, that's the other problem.
Yeah, I was
really
fanning out and I was like, know.
You know, but halfway through, because, you know, as a media, we're trying to score the fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if this makes sense, but I felt a little dirty for even giving rounds to them. Because, like, they both won that round. They both won that round. Like, I feel like, I kind of feel like an asshole for even saying that someone lost that fight.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That doesn't happen that often, but it's like, they both won. Give them both belts. Fuck it. It's like, two champs. I don't care.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, too. I want to, like, maybe that's why I feel like I'm aging out of this, doing this sport, because now when I watch everything, because I've like had a time to like meet everybody, I want everybody to win.
Right?
So when I see both of them going at it, I'm like, this is so amazing. They both should win. Yeah. They both deserve to win.
That is some of the hardest things I feel like in general. Or you like know somebody's backstory, or you like, oh, you see them with their kids and they're such a good parent, and then you're just like, ah, like this is an unrelenting thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah. No, I just was sitting there like, I have no idea. I think I was so captivated that I couldn't even like try to score it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, you know, I was just kind of in.
Yeah.
We all started at the beginning, and then it just turned into like, you know, pandemonium. Like the fight only, like no one cared. Like no one could comprehend it. Like an actual score, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because every second you're like, just you going, oh, yeah.
You couldn't stop and make something like scientific or like mathematical of it. It was just a fight that we were watching at that point, you know? Because like, the first one, oh, who won that round? Who won that round? No one even tried to score after the second round. Like, no one was saying anything besides how amazing it is.
In the fifth round, I was telling people around me, it's like, please someone knock each other out, because I don't want to have to score this. Like, please, I was like, please someone get knocked out.
Yeah.
I just need someone to get
something decisive.
I don't have to.
We were so worried that no matter what, people are going to be unhappy.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the crowd reacted pretty well.
I do think Zhang won. I mean, I think if you have to pick, but I think the right person won. But it's still tough.
At home, actually, most people who watched on TV. Because we look at the scores online, and most people scored it for Ioana. Not most, but a slight majority scored it for Ioana.
Oh.
But in person, definitely more people scored it for Zhang.
That's so interesting.
It's very different in person.
Yeah.
You hear and you feel more.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the shots, were loud. You feel the shots.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You hear like them solidly landing, and you're just like, okay.
There's some things, just depending on the angle on TV too, that like when someone is so technical and so fast, like, you honestly are not going to see it, you know, unless you really know what's happening. And a lot of Ioana's strikes are straight and technical, you know, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I feel that way in terms of, like, for the live audience, for sure, they visually registered more of Zhang's power shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was able to push Ioana back every time she countered. So it's just like
I think on TV, power sells more than speed and precision. Yeah. But
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I think, the tell of the fight is like, oh, like, Zhang Weili's punches just looked like they were doing a little more, where Ioana was, like, landing.
Ioana wore more damage.
Yeah.
Well, and every once in a while, you just saw Ioana's head go, you know, like, it was just like, you saw, like, the back of, like, her head, like, dang,
that was
like,
the best.
You thought
that
she was
just the wildest fight ever.
I know, I feel so lucky, like, that we got to, you know, see her be there, and it's just like, because this is going to, like, we're not going to forget that, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those times.
I had that. What other fights do you remember almost as a fan or a fighter watching, like, you kind of get that same feeling from? That, like, oh, this is, like, I'm not going to forget this moment watching this.
I think, like, Gaslam and Israel had a feeling like that. Mm-hmm.
Diaz Daly.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
One round fight.
Someone on Twitter said, "Imagine if Diaz Daly was 5 rounds. That's what Weili and Ioana did."
Yeah, that was one crazy round.
That was in San Diego. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first Strikeforce/Zuffa.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
It was.
Because you worked for Strikeforce at the time, so that was part. That was part of
my first time. It was my first time working with all the Zuffa people.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's very hard to remember these because. Yeah. There's so many good fights where, like, I'm going to always remember that one. And you know our sport?
Yeah.
Your memory's so short because it's like, that happened, this happened, this. And, like, you forget and it's really so short. So even when I do find fights, I'm like, that's going to be one of my favorite fights forever. And then, like, someone asks me, I turn into, like, a block of, like, well, what was the fight this weekend? And, you know, but that one stood out. There's obviously
San Jose.
Some other just insane, like, Gaethje ones.
Mm-hmm.
I even remember, like, watching Gaethje and Michael Johnson on his debut.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like,
there was anticipation. Like, oh, this is his debut. Let's see. Yeah.
And it was just crazy. And, like, he's getting dropped and coming back. And I'm just like, take him down. No, stop. Like, no one hit each other. Someone wrestle.
Yeah.
I just didn't even know either guy.
Yeah.
And I was just like, somebody wrestle. Somebody, like, take the other guy down. And I feel like a few of Gaethje's fights have been like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like,
I'm always begging
like,
in my mind for him to wrestle.
Like, like anxiety, but like just love. Like, oh, it was so. I've had, I think, a few of his. I mean, even like a Max Holloway's had a ton where I've just been like, wow, like it doesn't get better than like.
At the end of Ricardo Lamas, when he just like pointed at.
Oh, yeah. And they were like, let's go.
Sports amazing, like obviously. But like, it is one of those things like you have such a short memory, you know, in it with everything happening and like.
I don't know.
It moves so fast, but this is one I think people are always
trembling.
Because you get great fight and super high stakes, you know, on a pay-per-view too. It's just like...
Yeah.
And like, it also, I feel like, did something, yes, for women, but and for the weight class.
It was like National Women's Day or something like the same day.
Yep.
Like, what a freaking perfect thing.
No. Okay, I'm very confident we could talk about that, the awesomeness of the co-main event for years.
Yeah.
Years, but before we talk about the fight that happened right after that, what is this? What do we have right here?
I brought you some green tea cookies.
Green tea cookies?
Yes. You know the latest part.
This packaging is amazing.
Part.
And this is Japanese.
Yeah.
Born in Kobe.
Yeah, there's a Japanese like dessert shop near me. Impossible to open.
I love Japanese desserts and anything. We actually just had to cancel the 2-week trip to Japan, so you guys are giving us
Corona.
What we need.
The virus.
Yeah.
We're bringing the virus to you.
Yeah. Hey, relax.
I think it goes like sideways.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Benny.
So like I've been like I had all my plans in Japan.
Uh-huh.
Like every meal plan.
Wait. You canceled the trip? Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, that's
we actually had to. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's a smart thing.
A bad time.
Like we can maybe get through and, you know, at the very
just
worst
wash your hands
be
every
like
5 minutes.
Quarantine and be worried and everything. You know, like, I didn't think we were going to die or anything, but it's like, I don't...
You might get...
I thought we were going to die. I was like, I don't know.
You might get stuck there.
And, like, that's the worst thing. So, I'm just like... Anyway, I'm trying to relive all the stuff. Like, I'm, you know, thankful for Vegas. We have an amazing, like, Chinatown. I'm just like, we want to go here.
And Chinatown in Vegas includes, like, all...
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's everything.
So much. This is amazing.
And you know the way to start. He loves green tea.
I love desserts.
Oh, and more packaging.
And the packaging is just like...
And more packaging.
This is gorge.
This looks expensive.
Yeah.
And like important.
Just like
and
you.
And it's just amazing.
Like you.
Masterpieces.
Wait,
is this a
full
cracker?
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen these yet. These are...
Open
it up.
Just rip it right open.
It's like a full cracker?
No, it's like a wafer kind of.
It's a wafer, yeah.
Oh, dude. It's over.
Oh my god.
Your
obesity is going to come back.
Hold on.
Let me see.
Are we handing them out? You guys want a paper towel or is it
hot? No, we just...
Here, oh, I'm gonna get crumbs all over your counter now.
It's fine. Benny will inevitably clean them up.
Need a paper towel?
Look at food comes out and my dog comes alive.
So this is a green tea cracker?
Yeah, green tea.
Oh, there's green tea in it.
Yeah, green tea in it.
This is amazing. You guys want one?
Yeah. Oh yeah, one more. That's yours. The rest of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, that was awkward, but yeah.
This is amazing. These are like little pancakes.
Dude, I can't
wait.
I'm
have
so
before?
Hungry.
Yeah, I actually I bought the chocolate ones
my
there's
god.
There's green tea cream in them.
Yeah.
Oh my
sorry,
god.
Jose.
So good.
Sorry, Jose.
Yeah, you're done.
I forgot. I love Jose.
And none for Gretchen Wieners, bye.
I love Jose.
Yeah, we love Jose. And he's wearing a Frank Ocean shirt. So he's our best friend now.
I just didn't know if we were supposed to
break the fourth wall.
I didn't know if we were supposed to break the fourth wall.
We broke it a bit already.
This
fine.
Is incredible. That's beautiful.
You're amazing.
Thank you, guys.
You guys are the best. You've forever been.
How long have we known each other?
Almost 10 years, I think.
And you guys have been very essential in my
our foodie
journey.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like you know what I mean? Because like a lot of people are like, oh, you know this food, you know that food, and ask me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, if I had to go to somebody who influenced me in that, I'd give you guys.
Mm-hmm. Aw, thank you.
I love when we're in different cities and I'm like, you just pick. You tell me where I'm going to eat and what I'm going to have.
I do take pride in that, going to different cities and finding good local spots to eat at.
You are so good at it.
That is... The joy of traveling to another city, though, like that is the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, right? It's like, what do they eat here?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they drink coffee?
Mm-hmm.
What is like popular here?
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the main event.
Okay. Oh. All right.
I hate you.
Benny's embarrassed.
Yeah, Benny's like, oh, Benny.
Sorry,
like,
Ben.
I'm sorry. Those are my parents, guys. I didn't pick them. He like put his head down.
Everyone's got their opinion on it, I'm sure. It wasn't what we expected, but like, a smart fight is a smart fight.
Smart fight.
Yeah, I mean, like, why?
And high level.
Yeah, tell me what you think about it. Yeah.
Basically, a smart fight's a smart fight. Sometimes I wish I was smart when I fought. It's like, hey, that's very admirable, you know? Like, in Salbender and like guys like that that like fight. Like, those are always the guys I look up to, mm-hmm. that, like, are opposite of me and that, like, you know, wish you could kind of, like, attain that. Like, oh, they don't fight like me, so I like watching them fight because I can mm-hmm. learn something or, you know, good outside myself when I'm watching it or something. But, yeah, smart fight's a smart fight. And high-level MMA is high-level MMA. Mm-hmm. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, it's not always what it's supposed to be. Just like high-level freaking theater or music. It's not for everybody. Like, you're not going to sit there and, you know, watch a black and white silent movie even though, you know what I mean? It's just, it was a high-level fight, you know. To me, like, Yoel Romero's, like, Israel did what he had to do. I'm not a believer in, you have to take it from the champion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a believer in that because the challenger is not at a handicapped. Mm-hmm. If he beats the champion, he beats the champion. Mm-hmm. You know, if you beat a guy by 1 second, you're like, well, you have to beat him by 1.5 in the race because mm-hmm. he won last time. You win the fight, you win the fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
you still got
to
take it.
But to go out as a challenger, mm-hmm. challenging for a belt, and do as little as he did, which Stahlbender did more at the end of the day. Like, mm-hmm. what was open? Leg kicks. What mm-hmm. was open? This. I tried to fight him a little bit. He caught me. Mm-hmm. You know what? People have done that with Yoel Romero and came out not the same person. Yeah. Stahlbender, as the champion, did what he had to do. Mm-hmm. And Yoel, like I'm saying, like, without saying the challenger has to take it. Mm-hmm. As the champion, he did what he had to do. And Yoel, as a challenger, didn't challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, he went in there and it's like, you have to try. Like, you are the challenger, find the best guy in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, try, and that's kind of where I'm at it. I mean, it was high level. Mm-hmm. Very smart by Israel. Get out undamaged. And I love what he said. He's like, I'm not going to lose millions to please a bunch of guys that want me, you know, to get in a brawl. Like, I'll be there for the next one.
It was a hard follow-up no matter what.
It was a hard follow-up.
It's going to be such a hard follow-up.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to take a cookie break.
And since of I think of Holloway versus Poirier, that should have been considered. If Israel versus Gastelum wasn't the fight before, that might have been fight of the year or one of the best fights of the year. But like, you almost forgot how amazing that fight was because mm-hmm. Izzy versus Gastelum was such an amazing fight. Yeah. So like, this was a no-win situation for mm-hmm. as far as entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I just think also, unfortunately, the way it began mm-hmm. set a tone for the rest of it mm-hmm. that you almost couldn't recover from.
Yeah.
Those first like 2 minutes or whatever it was. Yeah. Like, yeah.
About 2.5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, you saw that happen and you kind of, it lost a lot of people immediately.
Yeah.
You know, and I think even if it would have just like, maybe his strike not been thrown, but posture would have been different or movement would have been different. I just think like maybe things could have, it still wouldn't have pleased a lot of people, but like that, I think.
Yeah, I got
it. Also, like, you did it. Like, we were talking, it was the challenger. Like, your job is to win the belt, possibly on your last title defense. And it's like, you set a tone of just not moving for the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was kind of just like,
and Izzy kind of had to break the deadlock. He's like, all right, I'll do something. And then he gets hit with the one shot. Yeah. The one shot, he gets hit with the really only hard shot, he got hit with the hard fight. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'm not going to do that again.
Right.
So,
it's not the way to win a title.
Yeah. And so Izzy's like, I'm trying to make it entertaining. Oh, I almost died. Screw you guys. I'm just going to win this now.
Because I interviewed him right after. Like, mm-hmm. he came from his medical tent and came to me. And like, mm-hmm. the vibe wasn't happy. And like, that was the first thing I asked him. I'm like, this isn't your vibe. He's like, I don't like being boring or disappointing people. But like,
yeah,
you know, and That's the thing that's hard, and as you guys know, because you're friends with fighters and you've been around the sport for a long time, but like, you don't come home and like know the challenges or like have to live every day then. Like, you, like that is sometimes can be hard, and he doesn't want to disappoint people, but at the end of the day, like, he has to fly all the way home to New Zealand, you know what I mean, and take care of him and make sure he has a long fighting future. So it's just, you could tell he was disappointed, but he was like, I had to be smarter for my own future, you know?
Yeah, he did walk into the press conference pretty bummed. You could tell he was not celebrating, and he just kind of had like a, you know, I'm just going to answer my questions. I'm going to stay defiant.
Yeah.
Because it's my personality, but I'm not, you know, but I'm not thrilled about this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a fight, I think, you know, you're going to be proud of when you win it, but you're going to be like, I did the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The right way. I stuck to a game plan. And sometimes that's the hardest thing is just staying disciplined.
Yeah.
You know, in a fight. And when I see some people attack a leg for 20 minutes and stick to something, I'm just like, you don't understand like how hard that was even to continue to take down and cover a guy and dominate him in that way for 20 minutes. Like something like that of like sticking to it and not being fazed by anything else. But, but the sole focus of winning the fight, like that's what makes him, you know, that's what makes him the champion. And, you know, Yoel going into challenge, you know, like that wasn't the way to take it from him.
Yeah. And I thought Rogan in the commentary was actually pretty dead on in the sense that this is actually Romero's game plan. You just are going to be bored and just go, all right, I got to do something. And that's when I get you. That's essentially his game plan. Like,
it is always. Too.
And I was looking at his actually always. Too. Yeah. Cause I was like, are they, I kept checking his corner. I was like, are they going to be like yelling for like activity or something? And they were just all chilling. And I was like, oh, okay.
Just looking at the bones. Yeah.
This is as expected.
Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah. I also think that, it's weird. But not every, and I know this is going to be really disappointing because it is pay-per-view, but not every main event is going to be amazing. Not every fight is going to be amazing. Yeah. Not every title fight, especially. And it was weird because, like, Romero came into the press conference and said that, you know, he didn't think that Izzy should be compared to Anderson Silva. He was embarrassing, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Anderson Silva had his fight against Damian Maia, against Talis Leitch.
There's Cote.
Which was his, like, eighth fight or something, and that was Stylebender's eighth fight or something. There's some stat for that.
So, I mean, everyone has a bad night. Everyone has a night that's not as exciting as everyone wants it to be, and that's part of it. It just people choose to forget. Even say, like, Jones OSP, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just there's a point when people you can't love every fight. Not everyone's going to love every moment, and we're just choosing to forget that these things happened in the past.
For sure.
You cannot please the MMA community no matter what at the end of the day.
And I do sympathize because, you know, we're there. We're literally paid to watch these fights.
Yeah.
I get people at home. I get the fans who are paying $70, $100, $300 for those tickets, whatever.
I get that.
I get that, you know. But you pay $400 to go see a Lakers game and they just kind of suck that night.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't go,
the stars don't play. And,
That's what Sprouts is.
Right, Sprouts. And there were 11, I mean, there were 11 fights on that card.
Yeah.
And a lot of great fights.
Yeah.
You know, lots of finishes.
How selfish are we that we're bitching about one fight when literally 10 minutes before that, we saw maybe one of the greatest fights that ever happened.
Uh-huh. And then before that, we had a wild knockout.
Yeah, the wild knockout.
Yeah.
Oliveira and Max Griffin.
That was a great fight.
Yeah.
What was the other fight?
Magny had a great performance.
Yeah, Magny had a great performance.
Oh, I missed that.
Off. Sugar Show.
Yeah, Sugar Show. Just like,
On the prelims, three undefeated fighters remained undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was also crazy, too. It's like, to have a zero in this sport is wild.
Yep.
Yes. You know? So difficult. And they really, like, Mark Madsen got put through the ringer for his.
Oh, that was a good fight, too. Yeah. I like that fight.
Mark O.
I know.
Madsen.
That always throws me
off. Is it 04 Olympian or something?
Mark Olympian Madsen, yeah.
Over hard?
I it always throws me off because I always think it's O'Madsen. It's not the way he says it.
Yeah,
like Mark O'Madsen.
So Joe Rogan kept calling him O'Madsen.
Yeah, he got
him, like he was Irish.
Oh,
Marco.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Madsen. You know what I mean?
I like Marco.
Yeah.
Marco's good.
Yeah.
Sounds wild.
So that was a great event. Great event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great event.
A lot of memories. How are you doing, Joseph?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I want to talk about you now.
You want to talk about me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a rematch coming, or we don't
possibly,
know?
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's the plan, and I love the idea because, well, I mean, as a competitor,
mm-hmm.
you can win. You win and you lose. You know, mm-hmm. that's it. You know, sometimes I didn't perform when I won. Sometimes I didn't perform when I lost. But, like, there's something to learn. You know, every loss I've been able to take something away
mm-hmm.
from, like, oh, this happened for that reason. And
mm-hmm.
this wasn't a loss where a guy was better than me. Mm-hmm. I was winning a fight. I thought it was going my way.
Mm-hmm.
Felt amazing. Feeling in my element. And the headbutt ended it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the beginning of the end for me. I mean, I went, you know, the best way the guy could possibly win, which he was prepared in the first
mm-hmm.
round. You know, sprawled great, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, all right, that left me standing up with you, and we're like, that's your only chance. And, like, I beat you there on all
mm-hmm.
three judges' scorecards. I was fighting at a pace that I know, like, I can control, and no
mm-hmm.
one can fight with me there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, that's why I kept swinging. A lot of people are like this, but, you know, we get up from the first scramble. I see a guy
yeah.
tired, and I'm like, oh, I don't let up. If
yeah.
you're in front of me, like, I am attacking you. I'm not going to be like, oh, he's tired. I should circle. So, like I said, I kept going at a pace that I didn't think he could handle.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, I didn't feel a punch
mm-hmm.
at all. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm TKO'd by a guy I was beating that,
mm-hmm.
you know, essentially happened from an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a headbutt that could have easily been a referee instead of right here.
Mm-hmm.
Sees the cut. Hey,
yeah.
Don't throw the next
it
punch.
It is interesting,
ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've come to the point now of just, it's frustration of like,
yeah,
of like, from a competitive standpoint, look, like, life goes on
mm-hmm.
and I've realized that, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy, I make everyone, like, life goes on and I'm always going to be more appreciative of life and have a perspective of like, the fight's not the most important thing, but as a competitor who has been trying to be, you know, is one of the best in the world for years,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I lost to a guy that wasn't better than me. I want to fight him, like,
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yeah.
He literally has a win over me when he was losing a fight.
Yeah.
You know, and this accidental thing happens that ruins everything. And it's just like, yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at, is, like, the frustration
yeah.
part of, like, why the hell would that happen when, like, it was... Everything was so perfect and
yeah.
going in a well way. And I love that it was a tough fight. I love that it was
yeah.
a hard fight. You know, I didn't expect it to be easy, and everything felt right. And then it's just like, it ended because of that. Why?
I'm going to steal these crumbs
so
before.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just the frustration part. So everyone's talking about, like, the rematch happened, and
yeah.
I'm just like, yes. Like,
mm-hmm.
I wanted that right after. Like, I was fighting.
But, like, what? I just, like, I feel like people think Joe was, like, campaigning for it. Like, he didn't even know that the rematch was being, like, brought up. He was getting, like, stitches, and it was
mm-hmm.
already
they were already
being
talking
brought
about
up.
Right,
so
after.
It wasn't like,
yeah,
because yeah, I think some people,
yeah, I didn't go and ask for it. I was disappointed because, like, look, there's a ton of weird asterisks, whatever those things
asterisks.
In that fight, like, with just a miss weight and then
yeah.
the headbutt, it's like, it wasn't a complete thing. The title's still vacant. I'm obviously the best guy, you know, in the division. You know, he proved that at least he belonged to be able to do another
yeah.
rematch. So it's just like, but I don't make excuses. I never talked about the weight, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of the things, like, even when I was done, I was like, well, you know what? I could have finished him before that.
Yeah.
I didn't have to even get to that point of the headbutt. And, like, you know, I'm not a guy who, like, makes excuses no matter what. So I was just like, at the end of the day, he did what he had to do. If I saw someone's
yeah.
head split open from
yeah.
a headbutt and I saw... which I'm sure he saw my eyes freaking, you know,
yeah.
when someone's rocked.
Yeah.
You know.
The second it happens, like, your face
yeah.
changes.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm like, what,
mm.
I'm wiping my face with a guy right in front of me trying to attack me. I didn't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah.
He saw that just like anybody sees blood,
mm-hmm.
but also like, oh, I rocked him. Look at his eyes, whatever. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think like, well, I wish I would have been at least conscious to like circle or shoot and wait for this or wait for that. Or I should have finished him in the first. I should have just done this, done
mm-hmm.
that. You know, so I wasn't even thinking about it. And the fact that, you know, they want to do it is like, it's great. Like, I've worked for these opportunities like my whole life, my whole career. I've worked for these opportunities. When I wasn't getting them, people are like, oh, he's the best, but like, he deserves a title shot. No matter, you know what I mean? And now that I'm getting it, it's like, you live once, you have a shorter time to do this. And, you know, my time, you know, is getting shorter and shorter. It's like, you think I'm not going to take every opportunity given to me that I've worked for, like, my whole freaking career? So, yeah, when they it was a great thing to hear. And, like, I'm ready for it. I just want to be healthy, got the right timing to be able to perform. And, you know, that's about it.
How much of that headbutt suck? this is a question. I mean, I know you're in the middle of a freaking fight, but, like, when the headbutt happens, because she covers a lot of boxing. When guys headbutt, they'll immediately go to the ref. Hey, even the ref doesn't see it.
The ref immediately.
Yeah, will. Like you know, if you get poked in the eye, refs don't see eye pokes. You have to tell the ref.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious more because we hit the headbutt. Did you know it was a headbutt? Did you know? Like, I mean, because it happened. You couldn't immediately go on the ref. But, hey, that was a headbutt. And
it happened so fast.
Yeah, that's what I assume. Like, yeah.
I didn't really know. All I knew was that like I'm dazed right now. Like, what's happening? And then like, I see blood and like I wipe, but like I didn't necessarily like go, dang it, headbutt.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing. I knew I was dazed, and like obviously there's split seconds in your mind is like, why am I hurt? Like, did he punch me or something like that? And you know, I never went unconscious, so it was kind of a weird thing. Like, that was the last thing that happened to me, and then I'm kind of like, you know, getting up and I'm bleeding, and I was just like, what was that? Because, you know, it was just a weird thing. I didn't really feel it. But even, like, I guess the punch that dropped me, like, I didn't feel that. It dropped me. I was already rocked equilibrium-wise. Fell on my butt. He obviously did the right thing. But the headbutt was the finishing blow. Like, that was the...
Yeah, I know there's so many, like, what-ifs, but, like, if that punch doesn't happen, actually, the ref will actually see the cut. And, like, that's actually... Yeah. It would actually have been a no contest, actually, if the punch doesn't happen.
Because, in Virginia. You know,
Virginia.
Maybe not.
Funny enough, in Virginia, accidental headbutt, anything, whatever, stops the fight. If it's even gone past one round, they go to the scorecards.
Oh.
I won on every scorecard. And it's like, look, I wouldn't want to win a title like that anyway. Yeah. But it's just funny. It was just
Yeah.
Right, of course, spot. That's their bylaw.
And then it's kind of like, oh, you think so many what ifs, bro. Like, that's all I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if I wouldn't have got rocked, but like I would have just bled? Like, the cut still happened, but I wasn't rocked.
Yeah.
What if I was like kind of rocked, but not bleeding, so I didn't like go like whatever.
What is this?
You know what I mean? And then it's just like, what, everything could have been different? You know, or like,
you could have gone through so many things. What if you made weight?
Like, yeah, and people are exactly.
Would he
and
have been more trained?
Like, you lost focus for a split second or something. I'm like, no, I lost focus. Period.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh my god, your brain. Like, guy's fighting me. Like, hold on. Like, I was like literally that was what I imagined.
Yeah.
Like, the only time I've ever other been finished, it was like instant. I was out. That was as close as I could feel to what people feel when like it gets a finishing blow. Like, he uppercut him, all he has to do is like go finish him. Or like my last fight, I head kicked him, all I gotta kind of do is go finish him. That was the headbutt, and then I'm done. Like, that was the sequence in my split second of fighting that I felt. Is like, I'm rocked, now I'm getting up. What the fuck happened? You know, they told me later it was a headbutt and everything. I was like, oh, then that's what fucking rocked me, because
like, when we were watching the fight, I actually didn't see the headbutt. It was like, it was the replay.
That's how
we kind of, we thought maybe, but you just couldn't, you know, it's a fight.
Well, the original camera angle is actually behind. So you couldn't.
Behind him, right?
Yeah, so you just saw the back of a head. You couldn't actually see anyway. Yeah. But when they changed to the side replays angle, then you're like, oh.
Oh my goodness.
But it was very obvious, like, from the moment on. Like, from that moment, it was like, oh, something happened.
Yeah. It was a squirter. Yeah. That was a squirter. Yeah, wow, man. That was a bleeder.
That's the thing. It's like, maybe if I would have just bled, and then it's just like, that's just the annoying part is like, I don't know, like, it's a headbutt. Like, that, like, put me down.
That cut was so bad. Joe was laying there getting stitched, and I'm just like trying to be like, you know, because you don't want to be the emotional one. That's like their time, and he's getting stitched. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's gonna be fine. Meanwhile, I'm like basically looking at his skull. They accidentally dropped alcohol in both of his eyes.
Oh no!
So he's like bleeding, having like screaming because there's now alcohol.
Have you literally seen your husband's skull? Wow, that's love.
We're intimate.
I have not actually seen her skull, so yeah. I assume it's there.
That's intimate.
Yeah, and I was just like, I'm like trying to like awkwardly sit on the high table while he's being laid. I'm like, it's fine. We're gonna be good. And then, like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna faint. It's fine. Oh, we're good.
Don't vomit on your husband.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of like last night when we were watching the co-main, we were when Ioannis had started swelling, like all the photographers were like, oh my god, what if that gets cut open?
Yeah, it's gonna be so gross. It's the same thing.
Everyone was like, this is gonna be gross. This is gonna be gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if it, I don't even know how that works. Can happen. Yeah.
I want like you know. Has the fight ever been stopped because a ref was just like, no?
Yeah.
This is disgusting. I'm done with this.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Yeah, but no, because a ref was grossed out.
Oh, yeah. The ref was grossed. It's like,
yeah. Mm. Enough of this.
She was at the a few years ago. Sakuraba fought, and his ear got
just like ripped off,
and like so.
And just like hanging.
It was like a water. I was like, is that water bubble gum? No, that's the ear.
Yeah. Oh,
Sakuraba. One last thing. On this rematch, do you take it if he doesn't make weight? I know it's such a weird thing to say. I know it's such a weird thing because no one's like, I'll fight him anyway. But like,
I feel like at flyweight, it's such a big deal.
It's a very...
Joe was sleeping when he missed weight, and I had to like awkwardly wake him. I was like, here, put him miss weight. And he's like, okay, just get 30%. Yeah. And he was fine. Like, he went back to sleep.
I was like, how much? And I was like, well, we should get 30%. And like... I didn't ever think about not.
Yeah.
It was basically the same reaction if she would have said, hey, your opponent just hit the scale and made weight. I would have been like, nice.
Cool. Can I still get 30%?
Like net.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you believe in yourself and all that. And then to me, I just felt like a conviction of like,
yeah.
It's like, well, he's never fucking was going to win the belt anyway. Now he can. Like, oh, he's not prepared. Like, obviously, I'm the only one who came to do this anyway. You know? And obviously, like, the sport is, I just hate it because it's like.
Would you do it?
Oh, to answer the question. I forgot the question. Yeah.
I mean, rematch, he comes in at 127 and a half for the rematch. You can sleep on it.
I have to.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm not going to.
I feel like you
I'm
have
not,
to.
Not going to fight a guy that's there, you know, where I can win a title.
Yeah, there's like...
Do you think then...
And that is... Yeah, I just can't.
Almost never going to turn that down, especially if there's a title involved. I think the only time we've ever really seen that not happen was in non-title fights, right?
Or when commissions say like, hey, that's 4 pounds, you can't do it.
Yeah, or if a commission...
That's 3 pounds, you can't do it.
The last person I actually remember not doing it was Leslie Smith or Aspen Ladd.
Right. And
that kind of turned out, that was a whole nother drama too.
Yeah, it's so that's hard why people don't do it.
You put so much work in. Everything rides on that.
I think your self-belief, too, is whatever.
Your self-belief's huge. Yeah, you're just like, I don't care. Like, I spar with freaking 160-pound guys every single day, you know, that are better than this. Because, like, for me, like, if I'm sparring with a flyweight, like, I have to have one of the best flyweights in the world, basically, to challenge me in the gym. So, therefore, I'm sparring with 160-pound guys anyway to get looks, to get, everything.
And weights, featherweights.
And there's not a ton of, you know? So, yeah, you just believe in it against anything. You put up, you know, so much work. And at the end of the day, at every level, everyone is still relying on, you know, like, that's when we get paid after weeks of work, you know what I mean, for our coaches, you know, for their family, for our family, like everyone that's done that. And it's just like, you know, it's that all goes into play too. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is just like the work is like, I prepared for this for 3 weeks and like I can beat a fucking dude up that weighs this much more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing about the weight cut is we were even talking about earlier is like people don't understand it's not like 3 pounds or like,
it's a percentage.
Hey, he like stopped working out only for an hour. And it is a percentage, but, like, it's the body of, like, this making weight is your discipline, like that last 3 and 4 weeks. It's fully disciplined. Like the same people miss weight no matter what. Morning weigh-in, night weigh-in, this weight class, that weight class. You see it all the time. It's just their discipline. Like they can miss it this way, miss it this way. How does that happen? He went up the weight. No, because he's not disciplined. So it's weeks leading up and staying so big that by the time you finally get down to cut weight, like you can't make the weight. It's not like he's like, well, I can make the weight, but like, you know, I'm just not going to work out for 3 hours, which it's not wanting to put that abuse on your body for the last 3 weeks.
And those last few pounds are the hardest ones.
The last few pounds are the hardest ones, but you can't do that because you've been so big. And it's like, it's a fine line of cutting weight and training, right? So a lot of the times it's like, well, I know I'm getting smaller, but like I have to compete. So you really have to gauge your training different, you know, to make weight and train and be able to compete. But when you're not worried about that and you're just staying big and you have 40 hours to rehydrate, you're going to get that big right away. So you're not fighting to, he was 3 pounds bigger than you at that moment when you got small and he got small. But when you both get big, it's not 3 pounds because he's been coming down from so far. So, you know, I don't know the night of, and that's not an excuse still. I'm just kind of explaining like what missing weight means. It means like months of just being a bigger person and then obviously being able to be a bigger person at night. But like it's not an excuse. Like everything requires a sacrifice. So when I see a big guy in the gym or whatever and I'm the smaller guy, I know how to fight them. I know where I'm going to shine. I know kind of how I have to fight. And that's the same thing I thought in the fight. It's like, he's going to be really good for a first round. He's probably going to be strong. He was extremely strong. But I'm like, he's eventually going to melt. He's not going to keep up with me because I did the work to do this. So, like I said, I always believed in myself. And I thought, you know, what I was sacrificing or what he and what he was sacrificing was different. So,
I personally hope it... I think you deserve a rematch. I think fans want a rematch. I think the division deserves that rematch.
The division warranted.
And like that fight was a banger in the first round.
Dude, it only got more fun.
The first round was awesome. Dude, that scramble. Oh man, your arm went like.
I asked him, I was like, is your arm okay? And he's like, yeah,
but it didn't hurt. It just
he like forgot. I was like, I don't know. You had like a scramble that was kind of wild. He's like, oh yeah, no, it's fine.
Did you see the replay in that scramble?
Yeah, it's like, I was like, what? I can see why people thought that, but it's like I don't remember my arm bending. Like I remember getting out of it, and I guess it looks like that.
I think it looks worse than
what it would be. Because you do like a hitchhiker thing to get out, so it like looked kind of weird. But like my arm is like wasn't.
He was like, why?
But it was just like that was like how you escape, and it actually looks really weird. And I now I remember like looking at people, I'm like, oh my god, their arm definitely broke. But it like didn't, you know what I mean?
I think the rebels are like, whoa, like for a moment.
And you know what? Like that scramble's crazy because like that changed so much of the fight for me too. Because it's like, if we didn't get into that first scramble, it obviously would have been a little more tactical, a little more like filling out. Like I'm obviously like the trickier fighter, you know, and like I landed like some clean shots before that. You know, just being faster and trickier from a distance. But when we got up from the scramble, he was tired. And that made me fight to finish. You know what I mean? So that ended up it being a different, like, fight too for me. Because, like, if you've ever seen me fight, like, if someone's in front of me and not, like, circling, being tactical, like, I'm just going to fucking attack you no matter what. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how it was, you know, at first we're like filling out, we get into the scramble. I'm like, he's tired. Like I can finish him right now. So I'd never stop trying to do so because I see a guy tired. Like I said earlier, like I don't see a guy tired and then go like, I should circle and let him recover. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking hit him. And then I continued to hit him and I was like, you know, seemed to be going as planned. So anyway,
my other grief was I felt you and that fight was fight of the night, which you shouldn't have got the whole 100K.
Dude.
And I mean, as weird as this sounds, he should have got knockout of the night, which means you should have got that 50K too. I mean, it'd been weird. Because that's immediately what I told you. It's like, oh, like you, no, he deserved all that money.
You go through every scenario and you're like, like every scenario of just like this, that, like everything. And I was already like the fight was like awesome. I knew he was going to be a good opponent, you know, and like I knew it made for an exciting fight because like from the beginning, I was like, you know what's cool is like he's actually going to fight me. He's not going to be like, oh, stay away from him and maybe like catch him doing this and like take him down. And then to me, I was like, people kind of do that to him too, though.
Yeah.
Because he's powerful and has a good distance. But I'm like, no one attacks him.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like circle and maybe try to take down or like, mm-hmm. or he just walks him down. But I'm like, he doesn't have the best defense and no one like goes and attacks him.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I was going to attack. I knew he was going to be there too. And I was just like, this is going to be the craziest fight. It was leading up to be a really good fight. And then obviously I thought like, not only would I have won a world title, which is the best, but it's like we would have got fight of the night.
Yeah.
And it would have just been this great crowning achievement because not only that, I got a bonus, but it was a fight of the night bonus and you can't get it. You get an extra 100K.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you go through all those things and that stuff, I hate those things you can't control. No. They're always like, that are just like, should have been, it's the worst feeling and it's, but it's just how you live in fighting. Like, could have done this, could have done this. But it's like, you can't change a shit.
Yeah.
It's like, but those scenarios in my head, it was a 100K fight bonus for me.
Yeah.
100%. It would have been fight of the night, especially as a main event that was going that well and mm-hmm. that action packed.
That was Benny's college fund.
Exactly. Now you gotta get a scholarship, dude.
It's funny. It almost seems like kind of the story, like we were saying, like we knew that the co-main would be amazing, but not that we didn't know how amazing. Everyone thought the main event would be really great, but if you know, you go kind of back and look at Romero's other fights, they're kind of, a lot of them are really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one.
Yeah. Every single one, actually.
By a lot, I mean each single one.
Yeah. So what it is, what I'm noticing is like, you have this thing in your mind, you imagine what you want the fight to be, and you try to go through every scenario in your head, but it still seems like, it still changes from that. It's still not what you saw. Even Izzy was like, yeah, he's like, that's not what I saw. That's not what I was imagining at all. And it's not something we can change, especially in hindsight. We definitely can't change it because in the past. But I feel like that's why you keep going. You know, you keep moving. You try. You're not defined by that. Yeah. You just keep going. And I don't know. It's inspiring to me, and I think that's why we love watching fighting so much, or we gravitate towards it so much, because you get to see people overcome not just the adversity in a fight, but the adversity of, say, losing a fight or having something just bad luck happen, things like that. There's so many other factors that it really kind of captures why fighting is so exciting to people, is because it's not just that moment right there either. It's like all these things. It's you prepare for this moment, you know? Yeah. So I'm just so grateful for the time you've given us today. Thank you so much.
You guys are the best.
Are you a little hot, Joseph? Do you need it's kind of hot in here. Yeah.
A little warm.
Yeah, a little
warm. Babe, I told you not to touch the thermostat.
Welcome to my life.
Thank you so much for inviting us into your home.
Oh, of course.
Thanks for coming.
Was the coffee okay?
The coffee was great.
Okay. Sorry.
And this is oh. Okay. So, so that has been Jose off camera. Say hey.
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 Hey. Esther Lynn, my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm E. Casey Leiden. Megan O'Levy. And
his wife.
His wife.
Joseph Benavides.
I'm married.
Joseph Benavides and
this is Benny.
And Benny.
Benny Levy.
Oh.
I'm sorry we bored you.
That's perfect.
He enjoyed the fights yesterday too, though.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.